I'm here with one of the, I will say, one of the greatest public servants in here in New York.
Oh, that's such a kind thing to say.
Because you put your heart and passion and your love into many, many different projects. So we're here at the Diwali celebration for the New Year's stamp, of which you've been involved with not just 1 year, not just 2 years, but you get a job done. This is 7 years plus.
7 years effort. I put in my first resolution 7 years ago. This last one had over 75 members of Congress on a bipartisan way supporting it. And it's been a great achievement to finally have the Diwali stamp. Every major religion has it, Christianity, Hanukkah, Quasi, Eid, but not Diwali. Now we have a stamp for the Indian Americans, and there are billions in the world. And the people that celebrate Diwali are of many different religions too, not just Hindu, but Sikhs and many, many people.
And your community of where you oversee and work closely with. Many Indians live there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's one of the greatest Indian communities in the world.
Absolutely. I represent one of the greatest and most diverse and energetic Indian American communities in the world.
Quick question. Why did you start doing what you're doing? Where was it in your early childhood that said, I want to do public service?
I was born in the conservative South, and my role models were teachers, nurses, and librarians. So I never dreamed of being a congressperson. I became a teacher, and I worked for a program that taught welfare recipients and helped them get jobs and break the cycle of poverty. And I was very idealistic. I felt like I could change the world, only the money for the program was erased. It was taken away from it. So the first election I ever won was the teachers that came together in East Harlem, where I worked, and they elected me to represent this teaching district, Harlem, at the 110 Livingston Street, which was then the head of the Board of Ed. It was the first election that I ever won. It probably in some ways meant more to me than any election. And I wonder till this day what they saw in a 23-year-old teacher, that they would put the faith of continuing the program in her hands to represent them. But out of this, I became a lobbyist for the Board of Ed. And through that position, I could see the massive ability of government to do good, not only to refund programs that are necessary, but to set policies, procedures, to protect people. Everything that's important in our world is done by government. And I made a decision that I wanted to go into government. So I went to work for an assemblyman, and very quickly was promoted to an assistant to the speaker. So I worked for two speakers and the Democratic leader in the state Senate before running for office myself. So I never really thought about running, and I worked for other people, but when you work for other people, everybody comes to you because they know you work for an elected official, a speaker, and you can help, they can make decisions. So they would start telling you their concerns. And when we were redistricted, a lot of the community came to me and asked me to run for office, and I did. So I was elected to the city council, and on the city council you could see how closely services and the ability to do things are tied to the federal government. Well, under Bush and Reagan, they had cut aid to the city of New York by 75%. We couldn't do anything but meet on where we were going to cut next. So I wanted to turn that around, so I announced for Congress. I ran against a 15-year incumbent who outspent me 4-1. I was called the biggest upset in the nation, and I won.
Oh, wow.
And I've been in Congress serving people. But when I made the decision on Diwali, I was at a Diwali festival down at South Street Seaford. There must have been thousands of people there. And Ranju had invited me, and she was the mistress of ceremonies that night. And everybody was so excited about Diwali, and I said, well, I'm going to work on a stamp. So Ranju and I started working on a stamp. I didn't think it would take us as long as it did, but I'm happy today that it's happened, and Diwali has come early this year.
Well, that's a really beautiful story. Actually, we have a lot of things in common. Actually, after 40 plus years in communication, CBS, PBS, thousands of TV shows, my favorite thing, one of my favorite things, is that we got a school with the New York City Board of Education to celebrate International Day of Peace, September 21st. They closed the school for about 15, 20 minutes, talked about what does peace mean to the children, and they took a moment of silence, which the rest of the world did. So I can feel, isn't that a big honor to earn?
And to make these things happen, believe me, there is no profession in the world as rewarding or as important as public service if it's done honestly and to the best of one's ability. You truly can help people. You can change things. You can make our democracy stronger and better.
Last, two quick questions. What's good news for you in any aspect of your life?
Well, we passed the Diwali stamp. Well, I'm happy about Hillary Clinton being ahead in the polls. I'm not only a fan, I'm a friend. There's no one I respect more, and I'm hoping very much she will be our next president.
You can go to hear Carol talk about that in one of our Hillary Clinton stories. Last question, what does peace mean to you? I've asked thousands of people, because of our peace outreach for many, many years, what does peace mean to you?
Peace is the ability for people to live a productive life. If you can't really accomplish anything, if you're at war, you're constantly fighting someone. But if you're at peace, then you can start working on discovering electricity, on finding a cure for cancer, on becoming a better teacher. When you're at peace, you can do more. And I can tell you one thing, that we spend so much money on war in our country. And we have war schools. We should have a peace school where people go to study and bring about peace. Peace is life. It is light over darkness. It is knowledge over ignorance. It is good over evil. Peace is Diwali.
You're 100% right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.